while attending the Iowa State Fair, I came across Ambassador Terry Branstad, former governor of the state of Iowa. You're here with a delegation from China. They're getting their take on the Iowa State Fair. A lot of folks are wondering about what's going to happen with the relations between the United States and China. More specifically, are we going to get a trade agreement sometime soon?
Well, first of all, we have three Chinese food bloggers here, each of whom has over 1 million followers back in China. So it's a great opportunity to showcase the quality and availability of food here in Iowa. And we hope that will help us, convince the Chinese that we do need to reach an agreement. They want to have safe, reliable, quality food, and we can supply that in great abundance. So it's great to have them here at the fair. The negotiations are continuing. They had a meeting in Shanghai recently. We hope the next meeting will be in early September in Washington, D.C., with Ambassador Lighthizer and Secretary Mnuchin, along with Liu He representing the Chinese. And we thought we were really close to agreement in April, and the Chinese reneged on a number of things. We're hoping to get it back on track. They have a huge problem with African swine fever.
Right.
And their preferred source of protein is pork. So I don't know that we can supply all the shortfall, but that's a real need that they have that we can help supply. And obviously we want to do everything we can. Being from Iowa, I know how important it is for agriculture to resolve this and get China back on track purchasing agriculture and other products from the United States. So we're going to keep working on it.
Do you feel confident that an agreement will be reached sometime in the near future?
Well, I felt pretty confident in April, but then it all fell apart. So it's very hard to predict, but I'm hopeful that we will see this resolved because it's very important. I know the Trump administration feels strongly that China has not treated us fairly. They've cheated on things like intellectual property rights, forced transfer of technology, not open their market, and they promised to do it, and we believe we need to have an enforceable agreement. So we're hopeful that we can get that done.
What was the reason for when we thought we were going to have an agreement back, as you say, back in April, and then things fell apart? What was the reason?
Well, the Chinese decided on a number of things they'd agreed upon. They redlined them out of the agreement, saying these will require change in Chinese law, and we're not willing to promise that. Now, these agreements are always going to require changes in law. So hopefully they can come to the realization that what we're trying to do is get an agreement that restores fairness and reciprocity, which we haven't had for a long time.
Okay. Thank you,
Thank
Ambassador.
You. Good to see you.
Thank you.